Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. Dry July's coming up. If you want to give it a crack, get on heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty-free at checkout, and get yourself some free shipping of some fucking tasty non-alcoholic bevvies.
I've kicked off Dry July early myself, so I'm on the Heaps as we speak.
On the Heaps.
Yeah.
And I said, no, as we always say, nothing better than a full recycle bin, but a clear head. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Get on
yourself
Heaps Normal.
Some heapses.
Some heapses. Get heapses of heapses.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees, and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free, and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the
Dock. At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate. Living the dream. Alive, actually. Alive. The heart's come back all good so far. And I made it out of the most dangerous situation I've been in, I reckon, since going over to do gigs for the troops in Afghanistan. And that was just watching boxing live in Australia.
Mm.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. They're like battle-hardened, tactical pant-wearing fucking heroes there, aren't they?
Well, what I love, it really summed up. So it was George Kambosos Jr. versus Devin Haney. The winner takes home all the bickies, all four lightweight title belts. And I'd never been to the boxing in Australia before. I've got mates, a couple of mates that are boxers, and my friends have gone to see them and always said, you know, you're getting some, what did my dad call it, colourful identities, colourful Melbourne identities getting around, which is they can't write fucking criminal in the paper.
Former racing identities. It's one of those sports where, like, you go to league or even aerial ping pong and people are dressing up like the people on the field.
Yeah.
But they've still got big beer guts and shit. But boxing, they all try to look like them with the haircuts and the muscles, but they don't dress like them, do they?
Well, yeah, you can't.
They don't have just shiny shorts and no shirt.
Mate, it's fucking Melbourne winter time. No one's getting around with gloves on. You wouldn't be able to hold your beer.
Yeah.
It's
They drink beer? They're more vodka Red Bull types, aren't they? At those
There was a lot of vodka Red Bulls getting around. Mm. I'll tell you what you could get easily, a Shiraz. Fuck, no one asked for that. You don't have to worry if you...
The Shiraz Q is fine. They'd even give you a glass because it'd just be you.
Just tip it straight into your head.
Yeah.
No, it was very interesting at Marvel Stadium the other day through a hookup, got some ringside tickets and... my dad and I were, like 8 rows back and
far enough to not get splattered with blood on your face.
Man, it would have been safer just being in the boxing ring, I reckon, because
a lot of
chirping between members of the crowd. I've been ringside, well, cage side at the UFC before, and it was Chris Hemsworth, the CEO of Air Asia, Visit Victoria, like government officials, ringside at the boxing. Mm. There were more fights, I reckon, outside of the ring.
Oh, really?
Oh, people chirping off, cops constantly coming in, dragging people apart. A lot of face tats.
Did you get shoved around?
Nah, I was fine.
Great.
They're pretty good. I will say this. If you've ever seen a series of Underbelly, they only get who they mean to get. So
yeah,
you can sit there and just have everyone. There's very rarely, you know, collateral damage in these things.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed the calmness of like a, you know, an old Russian man drinking a cup of tea with a saucer while there's a violent brawl in the same room. You can pull that off. People just leave you alone.
I felt like that after the fights had concluded. Everyone, of course, leaves Marvel Stadium. But the bar, we had, my dad and I had a pass to this bar for the people that were ringside, right? So that was, but everyone's clearing out. And I brought some mates into this bar and said,
you can say it, VIPs.
VIPs. And I said, let's just grab a beer here, sit here for a little bit. And my mate said, why don't we just go somewhere else and get a beer? And I'm like, nah, let that fucking clear out. Let these fucking grommets clear out of here before we even bother walking.
Yeah.
And if you saw the news that night, we were correct.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of gentlemen with their toes curled and their fucking eyes shut laying on the pavement outside Marvel Stadium. I avoided all that by just continuing to drink in the venue.
Great.
A lot of vendettas.
Who says that drinking's dangerous? Can save your life.
It's like running out while the hurricane's coming through the town. Nah, mate, just wait. Sit in the basement for a bit longer.
Go the opposite way.
Yeah.
Once when I was about 20, I was working in the bottle shop and I was driving back from Toowoomba in my old like 70s Corolla and everyone was getting out of Brisbane because there's a hailstorm. I was just driving straight into it. It was like in that Independent Day or so, Independence. Or something. There's one car going the wrong way. That was me just driving straight into the eye of the storm. Going, I've got to get to work. Fuck the car.
No, you like that. Maybe it's just a fucking dumb meme, but I think there's a type of buffalo that run to the storm. That way you get less of it if you run through it.
Just run through it, yeah.
It's over and done quicker.
Unless it picks you up and puts you in another fucking state.
I would not be taking on Queensland fucking hailstones in an old Corolla.
Oh, man. I got away with it. I used to park it because I'd be out at the shop and there was one summer where nearly every afternoon one of them would come through and the sky would go green.
Yeah.
And I'd just like drive it under the awning of the shop. People would pretty much have to walk through my car to get in. Like they had to squeeze past the bonnet to get into the shop. They're like, what's this? A man, do what you want, but I'm not wrecking my fucking car just because I'm on a shift.
You use the awning as your own personal carport.
Yeah.
I fucking love that. By the way, I'm also a big fan of a carport. Can't afford a garage.
Yeah.
But don't want my car getting wrecked. Carport.
Oh, it's great. Love a carport.
Yeah.
It's where we put the ping pong table when I was a kid.
Fucking oath, mate. Shout out to my mate Benny. His dad would have to move the van and bring the ping pong table out into the driveway.
Yeah. I've been on a lot of planes lately. I've got to say, I used to like flying. I've just about had enough for now.
Yeah.
I'll be
back.
Have
you tried using points to upgrade like a gentleman?
Well, the other day I was booked on a Pelican flight.
Fuck. Well, there you go.
And I had never heard of Pelican, but now that I have, I've seen it around the place. I don't know. Like it got cancelled, obviously. I don't know that it exists. I think they're just some sort of Ponzi thing. They must be getting your MasterCard money or something and just keeping everyone's dollar. Just building up their business that way. I don't know.
Oh, this is Newcastle. That's right. That's where I heard about him. At Newcastle Comedy Festival. Yeah. Milos was telling me. Maybe Heath Franklin or someone flew up on Fly Pelican. Fly Pelican. Mm. The tag, Fly Local, Fly Pelican. They've got 5 planes. That might be the problem. There, Heggy.
Ah, that is the problem then. Yeah, well, I wasn't going from Sydney. I caught the train up from Sydney. That's quite pleasant. And $6, Sydney to Newcastle and train. But and if you take it during the day, you don't get all those lunatics that you do at night.
Mm.
But I was going Newcastle to Gold Coast, which is a bit of a special route anyway. The Pelican one got cancelled, so I ended up on Jetstar.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
I would have preferred Pelican.
Mm.
Obviously, I'd... Sorry, someone's just started fucking chainsawing outside.
Sorry, there's a storm here, and don't worry, everyone. We're a few weeks away, Heggy, from having a look at a studio space in Melbourne, in the CBD.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
or Rad's house. He's got space.
Fuck yeah,
come down there. Funnily enough, though, I live in Sydney, so might be an issue.
Yeah, you'll be flying a lot more.
Yeah. Hopefully Pelican. Sorry to bring it up.
sorry to bring this up in the middle of your I'm fucking sick of flying rant.
Well, I mean, I don't really like groups of any demographic in large quantities. Like, obviously, the upper class is a bunch of fuckheads. But, big groups of Bevans, I don't know. Like Newcastle to Gold Coast on Jetstar, the entire plane except me.
Is this football trip size group? Like 20 blokes? Oh,
there was a bit of that, and there was families. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, you know, Bevan's, they've obviously got a lot less stuff than rich people, but what they do own, they've got with them. And they've stopped doing that thing where they go around and make sure you carry on bags not over 7 kilos. And yeah. I didn't like that as a concept, but I'd like it back now because people have got 3 and 4 things plus the Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
They've got fucking 4 bags. They're you know, Kiwi Samsonite, those red, white, and blue ones, they're shoving in the fucking overhead. And they're, you know, they've got other bags on their laps and they've got stupid haircuts hanging out. They've got fucking mulleted kids having tantrums and shit. It was an absolute zoo. And I don't know if the science is in.
Rat tail over the back of the seat into your cuppa.
Yeah. I wouldn't think to take my mask off in a place like that.
Stirred the sugar with it. Yeah.
It was, yeah, it's just, I don't know. And just, I think the seats are smaller. I don't know if that's a thing, but it just feels smaller. And I don't mind discomfort for a couple of hours here. And I don't give a shit. Just, and they're fucking restless too, aren't they? They all need a turd for a 1 hour flight. They just waited and they've got to make the women, they were women, sorry, the stewards or stewardesses on these, they had to move that fucking trolley all the way back up to the front because some other guy wants a fucking turd.
Yeah.
Just couldn't sit still for an hour.
Imagine how grim's your toilet at home when you're holding on to shit in a Jetstar toilet.
I know. Just wait till you get there, will you? Like an adult. What are they having? Do those energy drinks, are they worse than coffee for going through you? Because I don't know, man.
Energy drinks are literally, I think, the worst possible thing you can have.
Do they just... That just makes you go straight away, does it?
They're not great for you.
Yeah, right. Well, I know they're terrible for you, but is it like a coffee thing? Because builders do that. Coffee in the morning, go and destroy someone's toilet in their house first thing when they turn up. They all blame the coffee.
Yeah, well, the coffee's there to just dislodge the fucking dominoes from the night before, you know? Oh, God. So you can start the day's work on clean, empty guts.
Jesus Christ.
Man, I like this because people constantly, I told you the nickname, King in the Air, Cunt on the Ground. I am snobbish only about flying. Anything else, I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
I'm starting to feel this vibe coming from Heggie where he's like, I'm better than you. And you know what? You are. So step up. Never a Jetstar again.
Yeah.
No Pelican.
I don't know. I just need to give it a rest for a bit. I don't want to be like you. But I'm heading that direction.
What do you mean comfortable? You want to be comfortable on the flight? Yeah. Virgin or Qantas, get yourself a bloody emergency exit row. You're living the dream.
Well, I fucking did that and look what happened.
Yeah, you got a fucking weeping wound. Oof.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
By the way, mention it. It's funny that you mentioned the flying and how shit it can be, and if you're stuck next to someone that you don't want to be stuck next to. Tomorrow, with the radio show, Fifi, Fev and Nick, Fox FM, we are flying to the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So on Thursday night, Fifi hasn't had a night out in 10 years. We're flying to the Goldie tomorrow. On this Virgin flight tomorrow, 1A and 1C, Brennan Favola and Nick Cody.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out which airport it will be diverted to, because I don't know if we're getting all the way to the Goldie. So is it going to be, Bell and a Byron? Will we get really close? Or is it going to be a Newcastle situation?
Well, depends who's in 1B, doesn't it?
No, it's businessmen. There is no 1B. It's just 1A, 1C.
I beg your pardon. Does that confuse you types if there's a B?
Well, no, not down the back, but this isn't fucking Alliance or whatever you just flew, Pelican.
Yeah,
1A, 1C okay. Up the front. Just us two next to each other, next to the cockpit, next to the drinks trolley.
Yeah, good for you. Sounds brilliant. Hope you all have a lovely time. We'd best kick off soon. But before we do, anyone who is in Melbourne on June 21, Tuesday, 9 p.m, get down to the fucking Malthouse because they've managed to leave it till like 2 weeks out as some sort of challenge for me to try and fill it. It's free and there's hundreds and hundreds of seats that need filling.
Yep.
And it's filmed for Paramount Plus. Come and immortalise the back of your head if that's your thing. I'm doing a best of show. Went out last night and retried a bit of it and absolutely took it in the face to 10 people. But we'll see. if I can bring it
no,
back.
No, that mate, train hard, fight easy.
Yeah.
You know, this is what preseason's for. You don't want to win the preseason comp, you've got to win the grand final. And the grand final is what date, Heggie? June 21?
June 21, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Get down 9 there, use some friendly faces.
LukeHeggie.com. You'll be seeing me there. I'll expect a business class seat, Heggie. I don't want to touch anyone's fucking elbows, all right?
Yeah. Well, as it stands, you'll have a row to yourself. Don't worry about it.
Oh, mate, it's my dream is the poor man's business class when you get a whole fucking row in economy and you can lay down and have a nap. Oh, better. It's better than business because people want those seats. You're not going to give them up without a fight.
Yeah.
Hey, we've also got live shows coming up in Tassie, Hobart and Launceston, July 15 and 16. We've got live mid-flight brawls. Those tickets are almost gone. So get on midflightbrawl.com to snap up the last of those. And Heggie and I are also doing stand-up. You can get those tickets as well. But before we get into the ep, as per usual, each week you turn up with a fucking grim Zoom background. And today is no exception. This looks like a house, and I love these houses that an industrial estate has been built around, but they've said, fuck this, I'm not moving.
Yeah,
this is where my family lives.
It's the modern last stand, isn't it? Like, should have been resumed, and they've tried to do it. It's a castle situation. You wouldn't want to live there anyway, but they're just sitting there staunchly going, fuck this. Yeah. I think there's
there's no doubt that everyone in that house smokes indoors.
Oh, amazingly.
It's a yellow roof.
I think this is taken after this guy owned it. It's in your town, Ashley. You're not going to guess who it is, I don't think.
No. I don't know but it looks, I want to say I've seen the buildings, but I want to say maybe Brunswick or.
It's Richmond. Where?
All right. Yep.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, that he should have just got it resumed, destroy some evidence. It's Dennis Allen's house, famous drug dealer of the 70s, 80s, who murdered 13-odd people, one with a chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a Hell's Angel constituent. So some balls.
Jesus.
Managed to avoid jail because he had some good info on some corrupt Victorian police, otherwise known as Victorian police in that era. so he had some good info on them. Avoided jail for murder because of that. Wow. Pretty good.
And now I know why there were 13 empty seats at the boxing the other day. Yeah.
All right, mate, we better kick on.
Let's kick in.
All right. This week, my man, we are looking at 2015, China Eastern, January 10, 2015.
China Eastern.
China Eastern.
Wowza.
Oh, yeah. It's China's second largest carrier by passenger numbers after China Southern.
Yeah.
China Eastern Airlines, established in 1988. If you want to go for a Chinese airline followed by a point on the compass, I'd go the other one, you pay a bit more, but quite a few incidents and accidents. So the Chinese government has a majority ownership stake in China Eastern.
Great.
But in March 2012, it was announced that China Eastern was forging a strategic alliance with the Qantas Group to set up Jetstar Hong Kong.
I've been on it.
Oh, yeah?
Not by choice.
Jetstar Hong Kong?
Yeah, Melbourne Comedy Festival Roadshow.
Yeah.
Asia League. We flew
Jetstar.
I think Hong Kong to Singapore.
Oh, right. Well, Chinese government.
Ropeable.
You caught a bolt of lightning there because Chinese government said, fuck off. You don't really want Jetstar here. It's only around for very little
while. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You piss off Qantas, you're out. Rough. But as far as the incidents and accidents
You'd be rat, by the way. Your favourite, your business hero, Alan Joyce,
yeah.
I think just bought a $19 million house in Mossman.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good bloke.
While also picking up workers from New Zealand to do international runs because they don't have the same work.
Unionism as
Aussies do.
Yeah. I reckon I could, with any new Patreon money, build a catapult, go down to the go down to Watson's Bay there and I could nearly hit his $19 million house with a few eggs straight from over near Bondi Way. Yeah, a lot of accidents on the old China Eastern. The most recent being the most terrifying, obviously, March 2022.
Like a bit early for that.
Pressing that a lot. A China Eastern plane fell from the sky like a pencil. All saw it. We may never know why, but all signs point to the reason, don't you?
Yeah. The first officer had recently been demoted.
Yeah.
From captain to first officer. Yeah. Quarter of the pay, I believe.
Yes.
Losing face. which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Over there. I mean, to me, losing three quarters of my pay would upset me more. I don't so much care about the face. I'm the face of the coffee club. I have no face.
Well, like you say, to save face, he did the only thing he could do in the light of recent humiliation, murder 123 people in the most horrific fashion.
Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye. Gone too soon.
I've been talking on stage about this. We need to know, like, I wouldn't put a bet on a sporting contest without seeing the team sheet first. I want to see injury list and all that.
Yeah.
Just let me know how the pilot's going.
You know? Yeah, yeah. You want to speak to his psychologist.
Yeah. Or hers. Women can fly now as well, Heggy. Thank you very much.
Yeah. How many of them are ploughing planes into the earth?
None.
Never heard of one.
None.
So in fact.
Man, there was another, there's an air crash investigations on one where a bloke did his fucking balls gambling in Asia somewhere.
Yeah.
Boos into the water. See you, mate.
Fuck, last 2 minutes of your life there would be the most fucking terrifying imaginable.
I reckon you pass out there. That vertical straight down one. Mm.
I mean, I hope they learn something from this incident. Don't demote important people. Sack them and have them killed.
Yeah.
I thought that was their policy anyway.
And especially a demote and then you're back to work shortly after.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Demotions. Nah. Yeah, that's just. Or if it happens to you, have some balls, just move on. Just go, no, I'm not getting demoted. See ya.
Yeah.
Out of here. Gone.
I would need at a restaurant if the kitchen hand was a chef the week before.
Yeah.
It had been demoted.
Salmonella.
My palmer's getting fucking slag on it. Yeah. Best case.
Yeah, take it out on you. You're going to die. There have, of course, been a few incidents that are a lot more jolly than this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to get off on such a bad note. In 1989, there's a hijacker took a dagger and some dynamite, standard, onto the plane and demanded to be flown to Taiwan.
Sick.
They said, yeah, sure, mate. And then they flew to Fuzhou, the old bait and switch, you know, just fly somewhere else. Yeah, mate, we'll take you to Taiwan. How would you know? And
I do love that.
Yeah. When he got out, he found out he'd been tricked. He did the only thing he could do, blow himself up.
Yeah.
Had to.
Just there.
Yep, just save the face. No other casualties. Not a bad outcome. All's well.
Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon. Gone too soon.
And I know I've watched too much TV as a kid because I'm just picturing a belt of the red stick dynamite around his.
Yeah. holding a lighter up in the air or something, threatening. No, it happened pretty quick. A few other runway overshoots, deployment of equipment at altitude, standard stuff. In 1998, though, a McDonnell Douglas, bad start, suffered a nose gear failure after takeoff. No one's fault. With some expert flying, fast as lightning, the pilot saved the day. Stuck the landing, 9 injuries, no casualties. Funnily enough, this one got turned into a movie called Crash Landing and was screened at the 50th anniversary of the People's Republic.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Those, they do look like fun parties.
What?
They just turn out. It does suck that everyone has to clap for a really long time.
Yeah.
But it's like, guys, hey, we did it, 50 years. Here's some propaganda films.
Yeah.
Watch a movie. Eat some snacks.
Such great. The propaganda machine's so good. I imagine at the 100th anniversary, the pencil dive one will be reenacted for all to see what it's like to save face.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In a crisis of your ego. This is what you do, everyone. Oh, fuck.
I was going to say that there was an American Navy SEAL or something on the ground and the pilot spotted him.
Yeah.
So kamikaze'd into him.
Yeah. Oh, the people are happy to sacrifice themselves for that. Drop in the ocean. Today's incident, though, China Eastern flight MU2036.
Already not a great start.
Too many numbers.
Yeah. Three tops. Thank you.
Yeah. It was going from Kunming Changshui Airport, KMG, servicing Yunnan Province. Two runways, 50 million passengers a year go through that.
Jesus.
One of the 50 busiest airports in the world, sixth biggest one in China. Never even heard of it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. 2016, I was meant to do some gigs over in China, like 2 weeks worth of gigs, and then the Conan thing came through and I had to cancel them.
Yeah.
But there were a bunch of cities where I'm like, never heard of this place. Look it up. 13 million people.
Yeah. Google Maps hasn't even been there. They just sort of they just build it on your way over. You're on the plane. You go, where are we going? Oh, they're building it now. They'll have that done in 14 hours.
Sorry, guys. We've got to do a couple laps at the airport. The runway's finishing up.
Tar's still drying.
Yeah, we'll slow down on the tarmac. This plane's going to fucking sink into it.
So you didn't do China gigs? No, didn't do any?
Just Hong Kong. A couple times in Hong
Your
Kong.
Allegiance is like.
Which is now China. Maybe I can.
Well, I do gigs in Australia all the time, so one day I'll be able to say I've done so many gigs in China. Thousands of them. Kunming is also home to Lucky Air.
Wow.
An airline. I had a squeeze at Lucky Air in operation since 2004, and so far so good, living up to the name. Don't know if I'd get on it. Only a matter of time. That's a fucking ticking time bomb to a classic pun headline, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Lucky Air.
Not so lucky. There you go.
Yeah.
Luck's run out.
They do like luck.
Hard on their luck. Yeah.
Luck's a big thing.
Half the poker machines.
Yeah, I know.
888.
Oh, I know. Mm. China.
Man, the place I live in now a few years ago got bought for $888,000.
And another real three eights agent, on the end?
The real estate agent told us. Yeah. Okay, I could guess who bought it, but.
Yeah. 3/8 on the end as well, 88 cents. China has seen a rise in air rage incidents. Anything we do, they manage to do.
By the way, there's a big gold, well, it was meant to be gold building in Melbourne that got sold. They sold all the apartments off plan.
Yeah.
And gold. A lot of Chinese investors to this building that was meant to be gold, and then they built it and they're like, that doesn't look real gold, that building.
Did they think a building would be made from pure gold?
No, not pure. No. It was meant to be gold. So I assume whatever they put over the windows and the, I don't know how, you know, you're the builder, but.
Oh, I build gold frequently. What I'd do, yeah.
No. But I assume whatever the shit they're putting on the window, it was meant to look gold and the building does not look gold.
What is it, like a coppery blue looking thing?
Yeah, coppery brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one likes brown.
No, a few people getting sued there. No good.
More reasonable rate, they just do air rage. Delays have been on the up in China, which is seen as the main cause, not the booze like it is on our shores. They don't suffer from that, but they don't like delays, as we see from the rate of building. In August 2012 in Kunming Airport, 31 passengers from a long-delayed flight forced their way onto the tarmac and occupied a runway for half an hour.
Mm.
Bit like yourself, disruptors, just agitating.
I would not have the balls to do that.
To just go out on the tarmac?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You'd want to
know how to run.
See, well, that's a problem. Just get on the piss.
Mm.
A few beers at the airport. No need to hop out on the fucking runway.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't like beer.
Calm the farm.
You've got to do something. in February 2013, 50 passengers from a cancelled flight stormed several gates and stopped other travellers from boarding their flights.
That's not going to help.
It must make you feel good. They tend to mobilise quite effectively at Kunming, from what I've read.
Yeah.
There's a prevailing
sort of
nice, air of,
community spirit at the airport.
It's not used for good, is it? If I can't have what I want, no one gets what they want. It's
a
mob mentality. They got some pepper spray in the eyes for their display of civil unrest. Really was. This was a golden age, though, the 2012 to 15 era of Chinese plane passengers kicking off. In 2012, a Chinese couple on a plane from Guam to Shanghai yelled at an FA and then repeatedly told her to shut up when she moved their luggage in the overhead locker to accommodate other people's luggage. They got booted off the plane.
Yeah.
There you go. His and hers fucking arrests. September 2012, two Chinese men had a fight on a Swiss airplane on its way to Beijing over what do you reckon?
Seat back. Yeah. The other one was
your
eating.
Your favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair
Reclining
enough.
Reclining seat. They should have left one of them on there, really. Both got booted off.
Yeah.
Said I don't before, care whose fault it is, you're both off.
It happened to me a few years ago, coming back from Singapore, holding the baby at everyone's meals on my thing. The bloke in front just put his seat back. On his flight, so I hopped on the old seat-to-seat chat, got onto the seat in front of him, so two rows ahead, two rows in front of me.
Yeah.
I'll give you $100 cash if you just fucking wing your seat back right now.
I do it?
Without looking. No, Luch wouldn't let me send it.
Oh.
She said they'd turn the plane around. It was before this podcast. That's was invented.
They absolutely wouldn't turn the plane around.
No.
That's crazy talk.
You did get a bit of a seat shake from me.
Get a fucking crow peck from me.
What's the closest you've been to a biff on a flight?
Tapping that guy's forehead, I reckon.
Which one?
He had this guy was asleep behind me, or one next to behind me, and his kid was right behind me, just booting the seat.
Yeah.
Kept booting the seat. Three-year-old. And I turned around, told the boy to stop it a couple of times. He didn't. His dad was asleep. So his dad got forehead tapped awake. I said, I'm love asleep too, mate. You're going to have to stop him. So,
what happened there?
Oh, he shit himself and stayed awake for the rest of the flight.
Oh, great.
Kept his kid.
Yeah, do you go?
Fine, I had a nap then.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I was trying to sleep. Couldn't get to sleep.
Yeah.
Not having that. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, that could have escalated.
Yeah.
If that guy was violent.
Yeah.
We had to knock him out.
But you're not a plain drinker or eater.
No.
You'll fly to France.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. But you'll fly to France and just nothing.
Yeah.
Just have your fucking
sometimes I'll
boiled
eat.
Eggs at Sydney Airport and then just fly all the way to Europe.
Yeah, feels better. You're not missing much.
Like wrong. Not, nothing better.
No.
I love a long-haul flight. Maggot, wake up, hungover, rally.
No.
Hungover twice on a long-haul flight.
No, I don't think so.
Get your money's worth.
Around the same era, February 2014, two groups of Chinese passengers in Phuket, Thailand had a biff.
Sick.
29 all in. 29 passengers.
Whoa.
Taken off the plane.
Nice.
Full fight. Pretty good. Another 2014 Thai Airways.
Are they
Airways
saying flight. What any of these are over? Or?
No, they're all pretty short. So they, yeah. They get, you know.
Yeah.
You know the deal.
Yeah.
they don't last in the news that long there. They're all dead. three Chinese blokes were bashing each other to a bloody pulp in 2014 on a Thai Airways flight. So
fuck, that's pretty good. That's not a 2-on-1.
No.
That's a 1v1v1.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's like.
That is rare. That's rare.
Oh, my childhood was pretty much that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two brothers.
Three-way fight. You gang up, but then the teams had changed halfway through the fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so flight 2036, they all got on the plane and sat there for 2 hours like idiots. It was 3:45 a.m.
Oof.
Because they don't seem to give a shit about regular human sleeping patterns in some countries. It had already been delayed 7 hours from its original departure date time due to bad weather.
Yeah.
Over 100 other flights had already been cancelled because of the snowy weather. But China Eastern said, fuck it, we're going. It's like when a dad just ploughs a station wagon through a flooded river and we're getting to that fucking campground. This is the only 2 weeks I've got off. You know, I'd rather kill my entire family than go back home. Same sort of thing. They're not going to let God or anyone for that matter stop us from flying.
Man, when I missed my beautiful Gold Coast holiday because my three-year-old got COVID, I considered that. Hey, Luch, we don't put this in the fucking system.
Until we
Charlie, don't cough on that plane. Yeah. We're going to the Goldie.
So everyone got on right. They're pretty keen to get moving. And then the captain got on the tannoy and said, hey, how's it going? We need to de-ice the plane.
Oh.
So they've...
Which is good to do, again. Seen an air crash investigations where they didn't.
Oh.
Had a bad time.
So a space shuttle where they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Worst time. generally, for those who want to be in the know, a mix of glycol and water, the same slimy stuff I used to have in the shop in that bottle cooler machine. You ever seen them?
No.
I was like... I don't know if they still exist, but there was a machine where you could ram a few bottles in to cool down real quick.
Oh, wow.
There was liquid in there, but it was glycol and water, and it'd get below freezing. So grubs would walk in, choose something off the shelf that wasn't in the fridge, pulled. I think there's just so many fridges now. Like, we didn't have that many fridges back then. And they put in there, go shopping for pies or whatever, come back in 5 minutes and the bubbly was cold.
Yeah, ripper.
Wooshka.
When you say bubbly, you mean?
Spumani.
Yeah.
Like the leopard skin neck poking out the top of the machine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gold and black spot leopard. Downside, it came out a bit slimy. So there was this disgusting towel next to it. It was all crispy. Yeah.
Bottle of pink or a bottle of yellow? Pink.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, prior to just any knowledge yellow. Of wine, and my knowledge is still rudimentary, I knew that was no good.
Oh, yeah.
Like calling a drink. A lot of that going on in Hopper's Crossing.
Oh.
Bottle of pink, pop a bottle of pink or a bottle of yellow.
A lot of that going on anywhere.
Yeah.
Really. Fucking yuck.
The wine maker with the kangaroos on it. Is that Yellow Glen? No. What is it?
Don't know.
Mm.
Yellow Glen?
The Yellow Glen might be Yellow Glen.
And that's everything, Yellow Glen. Yeah. They got that. They got everything. They're a big company. Oh, by the way, glycol, quite a versatile compound. Used in antifreeze and coolant.
Great.
For engines, doing both.
Man, I'll tell you what, my son's a bit crook, a little bit of pneumonia, poor little fella.
Mm.
They gave him some amoxicillin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too quick to point out to my wife, that's what I was also given for chlamydia at the age of 21.
Oh, yeah. Amoxicillin. Yeah.
Too excited to blurt out that fact.
Yeah.
Fuck, Luge, what are the odds?
It's a cure-all, pretty much, amoxicillin. I think a lot of GPs just have that on their on their script ready to go.
Get it in ya.
So they've had to de-ice the plane, right? And to facilitate that, they had to turn off the air conditioning.
Oh.
Only for half an hour, but half an hour in a tube with no aircon and no windows open, not great. It is snowing, so it shouldn't be too bad, but it's pretty stuffy in there.
Yeah.
If there's a few stinkers, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I once went up to
I know, just based on our Melbourne Comedy Festival dietary habits, a few beef brisket noodle farts, that's going to be a bad time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See what they all eat. One time I got in a car with Cruikshank to go to Port
John Mac, Cruikshank, yeah.
And, man, I thought it was going to be a great trip. Solid 4.5 hours. He rolls up in his dad's camper. Oh, this would be awesome. He's going to sleep in the camper. I had a tent. And we're going to do this show at some, outdoor thing. And gets in the car. It is steaming hot. He goes, oh, that window doesn't open. Oh, okay. Let's turn on the aircon. Aircon doesn't work. I nearly fucking expired.
Oh, wow.
It was like being in a sauna all the way up. Nightmare. I would have just caught the train if I knew.
Well, we've done a few road shows for another comedy festival. We won't
mention you can't open those
because our fucking management company runs them. But, we saved $3 on the van today.
Fuck.
Everyone pile in. Cody and Heggy are farting in this for the next seven hours.
Yeah. I've had formal complaints about my farting on them. But you can't open the windows on them. What an absolute design fault.
Yeah.
Is it because those four small vans often have, people in the back who shouldn't be opening windows? So they just don't have them opening?
They should be able to go a little bit.
Yeah, just
like
a bit.
Casino hotel room
get
window.
Get your mouth out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get some air.
I've lost everything. Let me dart out the window. I just need a gap. I'm not going to jump. Bit of fresh air, please.
So the de-ice in the plane, half an hour, not great. But an elderly passenger complained about the aircon being off.
Mm.
He's feeling uncomfortable. Stifling was the word bandied about.
Yeah.
Just around the point home that he wasn't happy. Zixi in simplified Chinese, if you must know. The plane pushed back from the gate. Clearly the aircon was still not working because there was a tour group on board, 25 heads. They started arguing with the crew, safety in numbers. That's why tour groups are reviled. Same reason bouncers hate groups of people coming into their pubs. You can bash one at a time with ease, but bashing 10 bastards at once, harder work.
Tour group, you ever go on a tour anywhere in all your travels?
No. Not that I can recall, no.
Yeah, I remember after Edinburgh in 2015, I just wanted to go to the Highlands, but I didn't drive. I was a child at the time,
a
27-year-old child.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, fuck, I'll just go on a tour, just a one-night or two-night thing.
You and Wrinkley's?
Oh. And the young people on there, like young couples.
Oh.
Young couples that want to be old?
Yeah, I know the type.
The worst. I love old people that miss their youth, that are still trying to be young. I appreciate that way more than 25-year-olds.
Nothing worse.
Chucking money in there super early.
Yeah.
You know? Yuck. The fucking worst. The first night I asked them, hey, you guys want to go pub for a pint? No, I've got an early start tomorrow.
So do I.
We're in Scotland, cunt. Who cares? Run up the hill in the morning. Yeah. We'll be fine. Oh,
such nerds. Should chuck their backpacks on the roof. You got a much earlier start now. Let's go to the fucking pub.
Bullying for the win again.
You chalk it up to laziness usually. Like it's just not the work ethic anymore when it comes to bashing people, multiple people in the workplace. Do the fucking work, reap the rewards. So what do you reckon the leader of the tour group did as the plane started moving with the help of one of the members of the tour group?
Open that door.
Tour group leader took action. True leadership. I'm here for you people.
Open the door?
Yep.
March!
Oh, no. So opened up the emergency doors. Three of them got opened.
Oh, wow.
Above the wing, yeah. There. Slick. That's better.
Again, these slick operations. They've only been friends for a couple of hours and they're already, you grab that, I'll grab that. Good teamwork.
Bit of breeze coming through now. Let's go. Leave them open. Get a cross breeze going. Doors open on either side, though. They should just cancel each other out, really. I'm not an aeronautical engineer, but just don't stand between them. Should be all right. Good to go.
Yeah.
They just, whatever. Keep it steady. If it's anything like boats, if it's anything like boats, it should work. I used to have to, when there's wind coming from the side, you just let it fly through. I used to have to do that, open the windows both sides. Well, guests hated it, but kept the boat steady.
I'm always a big fan in a cab or an Uber at the minute because you've got to wear a mask. I'm putting the window down. I don't care if it's 2 degrees.
Yeah.
It fucking heats up in there. Mm. And the drivers hate it because you can hear that.
Yeah.
And then they're forced to put theirs down.
Yeah. I have to say, it's annoying when a kid does that. You're like, nah, it's not fucking hot. Put your window up. It's just bang, 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 bang. You've got to open yours. Or close theirs and keep your finger on the thing so they can't open it until you can lock
whole
it.
Whole time.
Yeah. You're having a battle until the fucking mechanism breaks.
When do kids stop falling for what's that?
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know.
Well, you know, it's a limited
I can tell resource. My three-year-old, mate, I'm going to start this race by pointing over there and saying, what's that? And nothing will be there. Ready to go? Yep. What's that? He'll look.
Yeah. About 5 or 6. Or you overuse it probably earlier. They stopped the plane and the filth got on and nabbed the group of 25, changing the status of the guide and the ringleader immediately.
Status arrested.
Charged by the fuzz. What do you reckon they got?
Oh, fucking jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 days in the clink, not bad value.
Yeah.
Pretty good value, actually. Although 15 days in the clink in China, I don't know. Never been in a jail of any description for a length of time, but a Chinese one. I know how easy it is to disappear someone who's pissed you off. They're not bad at that. I, for one, have never heard a peep out of the bloke who popped his head up too early out of the basket in the opening ceremony in Beijing in 2008. I can only assume he's still in that basket somewhere and the lid's been held down by a couple of metres of dirt. Just to teach him a lesson.
I'm telling you, if you want to see Nicholas Jeffrey with a J Cody on his best behaviour, take me to a country where the leaders are on walls everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Big paintings.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Lovely to meet you. Hello. Hello. Nice to meet you. Hello. Yes.
Just crawling backwards out of doorways and stuff. No, don't mind me. Plus, plot thickened though, as I read on. The guide of the tour was a woman. And yes, Nick, despite what you were talking about earlier, women can lead groups of people around.
One all.
Doing stuff they could just do on their own for money.
Yeah.
Women can do that as well. She has coaxed a bloke on the tour to open the two right side doors, and he did it.
Wow.
Making him the victim of coercion. He still got in trouble somehow and ended up in the clink along with her.
Oh, fuck.
Charged with violating safety directions. Yeah, I don't know what the protocol is there.
He was trying to route the tour guide, obviously.
I don't know. I mean, that's the
otherwise
first thing,
you just wouldn't.
First thing you think of.
What else are you going to?
Yeah, I don't know.
What else are you listening to? The open this door? No. But a bloke for a route will risk 15 days in the clink.
That was the two right side doors, right?
Mm.
The third door, they didn't find the opportunist to open the left side door and looks to me like no one dobbed.
Oh, that's nice.
Once a couple of doors are open, might as well just crack open the third. Shut up, everyone. I'm doing it. It's like a looter. Whatever. Opportunity knocks. The flight got cancelled. There's a picture of the plane with the doors off and the cops inside just questioning. People still sitting in their seats getting questioned with the doors open. Pretty cool. After all that waiting and sticking around on the plane thinking, oh, ours would be the one plane to take off here, we'll be the envy of the eastern skies. Nah, someone's a bit fucking hot. Feelings of one person have to affect everybody, which I would think is an only child thing. They always get what they want. Stands out like balls when you meet an adult one, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Never offer a chip.
Nah.
No way, unless there's something in it for them. Got to spend your formative years bashing and getting bashed in order to learn anything about how to live in a civilized society.
Yeah. I do feel bad. My 10-month-old, 3-year-old's just pushing him here, and I've got to tell the 10-month-old, mate, you're only here so he's not a cunt later.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you'll get him.
It's almost exclusively why he's on this planet.
Yeah. Have you got any idea how much easier it is just having one son?
Oh,
I got you because of that.
Thankfully, though, the 10-month-old was made in Queensland, and he started pushing the 3-year-old around.
Yeah. I don't know how healthy it is to have the younger one
chugging him through his gate through the playpen. Grab the hoodie,
grab a clump of hair or something.
Grab the back of the hoodie, pull the 3-year-old back.
I hope he learns. Never stand too close to the bars. That's how they get you. not a lot of single child boxers, I reckon. All that barbaric fighting you watch.
UFC,
it wouldn't be many single children. I wouldn't.
Again, I've mentioned it before. John Jones, light heavyweight, one of the best fighters of all time. Now he's a heavyweight. He, his two older brothers are in the NFL.
Mm.
They bullied him. So he taught himself to fight using YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Absolute weapon.
And people deride bullying on a daily basis.
Yeah. Makes sense. Conor McGregor bullied as a little kid, went down to Crumlin Boxing Gym.
Yeah.
Him and John Jones, smooth alive since.
Status arrested.
Fuck all comedians too, I reckon, who are single child kids. A lot of CEOs.
A lot of special.
Just told they're special their whole lives, never realised any different. There they fucking are, ruining life for all of us.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks so much for listening in, especially if you're a single child and you made it this far.
You're no good. Write to us. Tell us why you think you're cool.
You haven't shared your whole life, so get onto patreon.com/midflightbrawl and chuck us a few shekels every month.
There wouldn't be any on there.
You don't reckon?
Guarantee. There'd be someone who'll fucking make it up now just to be contrarian, but nah, there wouldn't be any. There'd be a hook if there is. God, you weren't always a single child, something like that. But yeah, no one who grew up single child is flicking money into Patreon.
Well, thanks to everyone there with brothers and sisters helping us out. Get around it, patreon.com/midflightbrawl for extra episodes and everything else. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for telling your mates. We'll see you next week.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.